Welcome to the weekly podcast of Epworth United Methodist Church in Berkeley, California. Reverend Odette Lockwood Stewart, pastor of Epworth United Methodist Church, spoke on November 20th, 2005. Her sermon was titled, Shouting Gratitude. Have you ever been so grateful that you shouted thanks? The lectionary reading is Psalm 65 and Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19.
Most of us have heard the parable of the Good Samaritan. Today, our gospel reading, found only in Luke, is the story of an encounter between Jesus and the loud Samaritan. It is a story about a man who shouted gratitude. At first, he shouted not with thanks, but with desperation. He, along with nine others, called out to Jesus for mercy. All 10 of them were afflicted with the deadly and contagious and isolating disease of leprosy. Then, after they were all healed and on the road as Jesus had instructed them, only one man, the Samaritan, turned back to shout thanks. He alone was so overcome with gratitude that he left the road that Jesus had set him upon. When he realized that he was healed, that he stopped, ran back, threw himself at Jesus' feet, and shouted thanks and praise to God. Have you ever shouted thanks? Have you ever shouted thank you? Have you ever been so grateful that you stopped, turned around, and shouted with all of your being? It might have had something to do, if you did, with a deep sense of relief, a rescue or a reprieve, a lost one returned, a traffic accident that became a near miss, or one that you survived. Shouts of thank you, God, often follow shouts for mercy. Or perhaps you shouted thanks in surprise or at the sheer magnitude at a gift you had received. We see it quite often on quiz shows. If we can learn to politely say thank you, even begrudgingly at times, can we learn to shout thank you for God's healing grace with the same volume and intensity that we might bring into a football stadium, or the still wonder and tears that we might have in witnessing a birth? Small gestures, like the small gesture of our bishop, Beverly Shimana, holding communion this week, outside of a church, on a door of the church, until the doors of the church are truly open to all peoples. That small gesture can call forth a thank you, God, from us. If we are mindful, thanksgiving can come just as spontaneously in response to everyday and overlooked wonders. Shouting gratitude can become a spiritual practice as we contemplate the real and regular stuff of our lives as pieces of the whole fabric of God's grace, praying the Psalms, singing hymns lustily, as Wesley instructs us, saying aloud to everyone we meet, and shouting in our silence, thank you, can form a shouting gratitude attitude that changes lives. In recent weeks, Epworth's quilters have contemplated whether or not their organized quilting days may be coming to an end. Since then, however, three new projects have appeared. But the prospect, even the possibility, of the Epworth quilters quilting no more as a community got me to thinking. And so today I invite us to consider the practice of everyday Thanksgiving with quilts, quilting, and quilters in mind. When I asked if they had any wisdom about quilting, I'll have you know I have not taken one stitch, although in the new year, I'm a little intimidated by my junior high experience in homemaking class, but I intend fully in the new year to take a stitch. But when I asked if they had any wisdom, the one thing that Betsy said was, whatever you do, don't just go down and up. Don't just go down and up. And I thought, well, is that because it's more slow or you might stick yourself? No, it's because the pattern can't emerge. You have to take running stitches. And so today I invite us to take shouting gratitude and running stitches of thanks to God. The two beautiful quilts up here done by our quilters. This one was just completed and auctioned this fall. And the other belongs to Jean Olson. At Fellowship Hour, you can see stretched out on the frame the project that they're working on now for Anna Martinez. And photo albums of quilts and quilters throughout the over 40 years. 40 years is only what we had the date for. 40 years of ministry in this place. Emma Ford, Betty Johnson, Betsy Walter, and Pearlie Dorsey are the quilters who continue now that Martha Kreidel has moved and other co-workers have moved on. They gather on Wednesdays downstairs in the parlor and work on projects, some of which were begun by other hands decades or even generations ago, and some of which are brand new. Our daughter is bringing a child's quilt that she has just finished for her newest baby. People with fabrics cut but not sewn, sewn but not backed, backed but not quilted, come to the quilters to have projects made whole. In addition to providing this welcome and needed service by hand, the quilters have used all the monies they've received over the years to provide support for Epworth's facilities, furnishings, and ministries. It's a wonderful cycle of service and gratitude and service and community. Last week, they paid for the annual deep cleaning of the kitchen, and an interesting thing happened. A young man on the cleaning crew went to Emma and asked if she would bless him, if she would touch him and bless him and their cleaning. She was startled by the request and at first thought he was joking, but he insisted, and she blessed him. I know I am blessed when I join them for lunch, when I can on Wednesdays, with Chris. And so if you want to learn to quilt or to make friends or to just be a part of a special communion, you are welcome each Wednesday. You never know how the blessings of one generous act can be multiplied and carried forth through generations. While sometimes a quilt is a solitary project, at least as often a quilt is an expression of community. This morning's quilts I brought for the children's time, one completed nearly a quarter of a century ago in celebration of a church's 75th anniversary. The other for my in-laws' 1937 wedding day, made by family. And of course, in recent years, the AIDS quilt has commemorated those who have died of AIDS, with individual panels quilted and then sewn together in an immense and powerful expanse of loss and love and life. In a book titled With Sacred Threads, Susan Towner Larson writes, "Perhaps no other art form invites us to gather the fragments of our lives into a palpable pattern, as does quilting. Quilting has been called memory art. Memory art provides the perfect invitation to gratitude. If we stop and remember, we will give thanks for the whole of our lives and the pattern emerging from its pieces." Marguerite Ickes recalls the bittersweet words of her great-grandmother in her journal. "My whole life is in that quilt. It scares me sometimes when I look at it. All my joys and all my sorrows are stitched into those little pieces. I tremble sometimes when I remember what that quilt knows about me." Patricia Polacco tells of the family quilt that moved through the generations of her family as they immigrated from Russia. It had been made from the fabric of worn-out and outgrown clothes. The great-grandmother who had sewn it was remembered as saying, "We will make a quilt to help us always remember home. It will be like having the family back home in Russia dance around us at night." And finally, Reverend Jan Carlson Bull writes, "Quilting mirrors our yearning for wholeness, that longing to piece together those otherwise contrary remnants of our lives and realize beauty. This morning, as you get the feel of a stitch or two, and truly Emma is waiting at any time, even during the sermon, at any time during the service, as you get the feel of a stitch or two, maybe even a running stitch of gratitude, or as you remember the labor and the history of the quilts that are present or throughout our histories, picture in your mind the quilt of your life, hands that have held you together, lives that have shaped yours, communities that have shared your struggles, the Holy Spirit that has stitched all these pieces together. Those of you who know Tom and Jean Olson know that their shout of gratitude is a quiet one, but it is a shout, as are the stitches of the quilt. And as we come to Thanksgiving with the collection of spirit-lifting joy and soul-deepening pain that have brought us to this place, let us remember that we are all sewn together in the cloth that is our lives in God. When you remember a moment that has shaped you, a relationship that has changed you, a small gesture that has healed or freed you, then turn around and shout, "Thank you." In our gospel lesson, all 10 were healed, cleansed of leprosy, but Jesus told only the one who shouted gratitude, "Your faith has made you well. Your faith has made you whole." May thanksgiving and living restore us to wholeness and open us to God's future. With the well-known prayer of the late Dag Hammarskjöld, may we pray, "For all that has been, thanks. For all that will be, yes." Amen.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you have comments, please send them to EpworthBerkeley@gmail.com. That's EPWORTHBERKELEY@gmail.com.